So all it takes is a little wave action, and you got continual chlorides going onto the bridge. So you have a high degree of chloride contamination in the lower sections of the bridge. And you also have a very old design. This is one of the very first post-tension concrete bridges made in America. And the way that they have designed the structural steel has changed dramatically in the 54 years since this one was designed and built.
Gordon said that even if nobody sets foot on the bridge, it could collapse into Old Tampa Bay at any moment.
Our structural engineer said that it could fail under its own factored dead load, which means no live load at all, no pedestrians, no emergency vehicles of any kind. And a lot of that has to deal with the corrosion, the lack of redundancy in their steel. And the other thing is that you may not know that it's about to fail. The new designs, you see the concrete start to crack, but with these current steel bars, one of them snaps. There's only three more bars in each beam, so you'd immediately lose 25% of your load capacity,
right?
And that could start a whole sequence of dominoes where you could have an immediate failure of a section of a beam and adjacent beams.
Commissioner Al Higginbotham said that to repair the Friendship Trail Bridge, a move the Pinellas County Commission has already rejected, would not be worth the estimated $42 to $48 million price tag.
With the suggestions that I saw, it's kind of like putting a Band-Aid on an aorta rupture that we may be able to stop, but is what's underlying that tragically is causing the safety conditions of this bridge.
Not everyone agrees that the structure would cost more than $40 million to repair. Clint Lowe is with FiberWrap Construction's Atlanta office. He told the commission that his firm could do it for $9 million and that he disagrees with the bridge's estimated service life if repaired. He said that the bridge is too important to demolish.
This is a really special structure, as I'm sure most of you know. This is the longest purely recreational span in the world. And that's something that, you know, the Tampa area, it's a feather in the hat of the Tampa area and would be a crime to see it go based on a couple of studies that are very, acute in nature.
Officials say that repairing the structure would only extend its life by 10 years. Public Works Director Bob Gordon said that the best option would be to include a new pedestrian trail the next time the Gandy is replaced.
This community would be better served by a trail that's actually built as an element of a new bridge, so you have anywhere from 75 to 100 years of service life on that without having to spend all of the high maintenance dollars that we spent.
At Higginbotham's suggestion, the commission also urged the State Department of Transportation to strongly consider constructing a pedestrian trail when it eventually replaces the Gandy.
The letters that I've suggested that we write when I'm making the motion was not to require that pedestrian or a bike pass be put on bridges, but to take that into consideration only, so that if those planners can look ahead, a community is not put in a position again to take possession of a bridge that is at the very end of its life expectancy.
Commissioner Mark Sharp said that it's a shame that Florida hasn't had pedestrian in mind in the past when it has built such structures.
Florida has done a dismal job with regard to protection of bicyclists and pedestrians along our roadways as compared with some other states. And the Sunshine State ought to be the state that's out there eagerly encouraging people to ride along the roadway, sharing space with drivers, but also on our bridges and such.
But no matter what they do, Hillsborough and Pinellas aren't getting out of this cheaply. Demolishing the more than 2.5-mile-long bridge would cost an estimated $13 million. Each county has $2 million budgeted for the demolition. Higginbotham and others think that some of the rest might come from an unlikely source.
And I know it's been talked about some that we find and explore the possibility of some production company who may want to film the explosion of a bridge. Now, that would be just a small percentage, because they're going to want us to share the cost, the liability, and then we'll be responsible for cleanup. So it's not an end-all ticket to what we would like to see, but I've made that request also, that we start looking for some movie production company that may want to blow it up and film it.